Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas and Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Bey says that there's a difference between the klolos that are in Teres Kranim in Parshas Bechukosai and the klolos that are in Mishneh Torah in Parshas Kisovei. And the Gemara explains what's the difference. So one difference is Halalu B'loshon Rabbi Amurs. The ones of Parshas Bechukosai are written in a plural tense. Is talking in the rabbim. In Bechukosai Telechu. Bechukosai Loi Telechu. Loshon Rabbim. But the ones of Parshas Kisovei is Beloshon Yochid Amurs. Yakecho. Ya'ale Alecho. It's Loshon Yochid. Speaking in a singular form. So therefore, that is less severe, the ones of Parshas Kisovei, in comparison to the ones of Parshas Bechukosai. Now the simple understanding is that why Loshon Rabbim is worse than Loshon Yochid. Because Loshon Rabbim is talking to everybody. And Loshon Yochid is talking to only one person. So as if a person has an excuse to say that klolos are not talking to him, they're talking to somebody else. So that's why it's not so severe, these klolos that are in Parshas Kisovei. But the Vilna Gaon has a different shot. The Vilna Gaon says in Parshas Nitzavim that Loshon Yochid, whenever the Torah is speaking with Loshon Yochid, is talking to all Am Yisrael as a whole. The talking to Am Yisrael is one unit. When he's talking in Loshon Rabbim, he's talking to every individual in a personal matter. And according to this, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. Parshas Bechukosai is Loshon Rabbim, meaning he's talking to every individual. It's a more severe klala. Mashenke, we're talking Loshon Yochid, we're talking to all Am Yisrael as one big unit, as the Ummah Israelis, the nation of Am Yisrael. And therefore, there is not so chomer. And the Gaon there goes and explains, according to this, what is Parshas Nitzavim? And we'll add to that based on what Tosis tells us at the end of this daf. Tosis brings, why do we read Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we read Parshas Kisovei right before Rosh Hashanah? As the Gemara says, that the klolos should be read before Rosh Hashanah. So Tosis brings in the second explanation that we want to have 1 week a buffer between the klolos and Rosh Hashanah. But in the first explanation, Tosis brings the name of Rabbeinu Nisim, is that we want to read Parshas Nitzavim because Parshas Nitzavim is also a Parsha of Klolos. So we have Parshas Kisovei, which is Klolos, and Parshas Nitzavim, which is Klolos, and we want to end both of them before Rosh Hashanah. This Rabbeinu Nisim is echoed in the Rambam, because the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Milo, says that there's three brises, three covenants that Am Yisrael got with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One in Parshas Bechukosai, one in Parshas Kisovei, and the third one, Parshas Nitzavim. You see, Parshas Nitzavim is also a separate covenant, a separate bris, and it has its own clothes, because every bris has its clothes. Says the Vilna Gaon, what is the addition that you have in Parshas Nitzavim? Says the Gaon, in Parshas Kisovei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Am Yisrael as a whole. And there it says, if Am Yisrael is not going to do the right thing, they will be punished, they will be clothes. But right after, beginning Parshas Nitzavim, it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem. And says Rashi, what does it mean? Am Yisrael said, Oy vey, how are we going to survive? Because Baruch Hu says, I promise you, you see, the same way you survived till now, you'll continue to survive. Because Am Yisrael as a whole is never destroyed. Am Yisrael always survives. There's the Haftach of Netzach Yisrael. Says the Goyen, that's only for somebody who joins Am Yisrael, who is part of Am Yisrael. But someone decides to go on his own path, and he feels he's not part of Am Yisrael. That's someone that Parshas Nitzavim speaks about. As the Torah says over there, if there will be a person, he has his blessing in his heart himself and saying, Shalom Yeli, will be peace to me. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go punish him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry at him and you have all the klolok suva b'sefer hazeh. So says the guy, and that's what Parshas Kisovei is coming to add. Because Parshas Kisovei is talking to Am Yisrael as a whole, Am Yisrael as a whole are going to survive. If an individual decides to leave Am Yisrael, for that you have Parshas Nitzavim, another bris, another covenant to say that anybody who leaves Am Yisrael will not have the promise to survive together with Am Yisrael. And this is all based on the Yisrael of the Goyin. The Parshas Kisovei is written with Loshon Yochid to Am Yisrael as a whole. That's why Nitzavim is a continuation of it. Parshas Bechukosai is speaking to each one individual, and that's why Parshas Bechukosai is more severe. Just to add one more knach to that, according to this explanation, we can understand the Hemshecha Gemara. Because the Gemara says Parshas Bechukosai is read before Shavuos. And Parshas Kisovei is read before Rosh Hashanah. According to the Gemara, this is very meduyuk. Parshas Bechukosai is speaking to every individual. In Shavuos, we're having a chag of each individual. Because what are we doing in Shavuos? We're celebrating Matan Torah. Torah is given to every individual separately. When a Rebbe gives a shiur, everybody understands the shiur a little differently. The Torah, each one has his own comprehension, his own tfis in Torah. Rosh Hashanah is a time of a tzibur. We daven as a tzibur. We do tkiyas shofar as a tzibur. We do yidgilu midas doing these days as a tzibur. The process of tshuva and aseres mitshuva is specifically designed for the tzibur. So according to the Goyen, comes at very gishmak. We read Parshas Bechukosai, which speaks to every individual separately before Shavuos, which is the chag of the individual. And the clause of Kisavoy, which speaks to Am Yisrael as a whole, as a tzibur, we read it before the Rosh Hashanah, which is the time of the tzibur. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.